DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jared Reed in Bonn. The European Union has urged Italy's political parties to form a stable government as soon as possible. It follows parliamentary elections on Sunday and Monday, which delivered inconclusive results, especially in the upper house. Results on Tuesday gave Pier Luigi Bassani's centre-left coalition a wafer-thin majority in the lower house. Former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi's conservative centre-right coalition did better than expected, but no group has a clear majority in the Senate. The result has been blamed on low voter turnout and the success of a Eurosceptic protest movement led by the comedian Beppe Grillo. The uncertainty has also rattled markets, with both Italian stocks and government bonds falling on Tuesday. Italian officials want to avoid fresh elections. Guardian correspondent John Hooper told DW what the options might be.
One of them is the possibility that the centre-left, or indeed the centre-right, might try to form a minority government with some kind of support from Grillo's five-star movement. The other possibility is that the centre-right and centre-left parties, the main ones, Bersani's and Berlusconi's, form a grand coalition.
Talks were held in Kazakhstan on Tuesday on Iran's nuclear program, with world powers trying to end a long deadlock in negotiations. On the table is a possible relief of sanctions, such as resuming trade in gold and other precious metals, and some international banking. That's in exchange for Iran cutting back its nuclear enrichment program. Iran insists the program is for peaceful purposes, but international observers believe it's capable of enriching uranium to build a nuclear weapon. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. The new US Secretary of State, John Kerry, has travelled to Berlin, meeting the German Chancellor Angela Merkel and Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle on Tuesday. Top of the agenda was the ongoing conflict in Syria and Iran's nuclear program, and Kerry also held talks with the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. During his visit, Kerry reiterated his nation's commitment to a transatlantic free trade agreement, labelling it a unique opportunity that would lift both the European and US economies and create jobs. At a press conference with Merkel, Kerry also reflected on German-US relations.
And through the years, we have worked successfully side by side in order to meet an extraordinary number of challenges across Europe and around the world. Germany is without doubt one of our strongest and most effective allies in the world. And we are very, very grateful for your leadership, the leadership of your government, and the sustaining friendship and support of your people.
The UN has condemned the firing of a rocket by Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip into Israel, saying the longest ceasefire between the two sides in recent years had been broken. The militants say they fired the rocket in response to the death of a Palestinian soldier in an Israeli jail over the weekend. No injuries and damage were reported from the rocket, but it was the first such attack since Israel's military offensive in the coastal strip last November killed 177 Palestinians and six Israelis. Police in Tunisia say an Islamist has been arrested in connection with the killing of opposition politician Chokri Belaid, who was shot dead outside his house in the capital Tunis on February 6. News agencies say the police have arrested a hardline Salafist in connection with Belaid's death. His murder plunged the country into crisis, sparking the biggest protest since the ousting of President Ben Ali 2 years ago, but the government has not yet commented on reports of the arrest. At least 19 people have been killed in the southern Egyptian city of Luxor following a hot air balloon accident. It's understood the balloon caught fire after a mid-air gas explosion at a height of around 300 metres, causing it to crash into a sugarcane field. According to Egyptian security officials, the balloon was carrying at least 20 tourists from Hong Kong, France, Britain, Belgium, Hungary and Japan. Authorities are investigating the crash, which is one of the worst accidents involving tourists in Egypt in recent years. Visitor figures have fallen dramatically since the popular uprising in 2011 and the political instability that followed. For more news and information, please head to dw.de. This is Jared Reed for Deutsche Welle News.